Hi everyone, today we're reading John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. So the question that this passage kind of brings up is, why do bad things happen to good people? That's a pretty tricky question, right? That's one of the things that is kind of a holdup for a lot of people when it comes to putting their faith in God. And for the Jewish people of this time, they essentially had an answer to this question, or they came up with an answer to this question. And that answer was very simply sin. And that's exactly why the disciples asked Jesus here, who sinned, right? Was it this man or his parents that sinned that led him to be blind? And so for the Jewish people at this time, this sin was the answer. This is why blindness happens. This is why like ailments happen or disabilities or bad things in general. It's because of sin. And that's the answer they came up with, right? Is that people suffered because they sinned against God. Therefore, God, in a sense, punishes people for that sin. Now, this view is problematic. And I think that's really important to recognize. This overly simplified view of sin is problematic. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I'll just name a couple here. But one is that we're all sinners. And that's something that the Jewish people probably recognized then, and hopefully we recognize that as well, is that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And yet some people still suffer more than others. And so if that happens, does that mean that those people sinned more, or did their parents sin more? This is kind of a weird question, right? Because this whole system, this understanding would imply that there's like a ledger of some sort that we have to clear out. And the other problem with the system is that there doesn't provide any hope. And really one of the biggest issues is interpersonally, especially, is that this idea of just this one-to-one, if you will, ratio or relationship between sin and suffering is that you can very tangibly then consider yourself less sinful, or really the reverse. The other complement to that is like just better than other people. If people suffer because of sin and you are perfectly healthy, then it means that you would say like, oh, I am better spiritually. I am more holy than this other person who is crippled. You can imagine the kind of effects that has, that kind of idea or theology has on a society. It results in people like a caste system almost, a hierarchy of people who are better than other people. And so this view is problematic and it's wrong. But just debunking that doesn't really mean we have an answer still. So what does Jesus say? His disciples ask him this question, who sinned, was this man or his parents? And Jesus says, neither. No, it wasn't this man's sin, nor was it his parents' sin. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. What Jesus is saying is that there's a purpose then to this man's blindness. His blindness is here so that God may be evident in his life, especially now after Jesus heals him. This man is blind not because of his sin or his parents' sins. He's blind so that God might be glorified in him. Through this man's blindness, people will see God. Now, as great of an answer as that is, it's still, if you think about it, kind of unsatisfying because it doesn't really answer the question. Because then what's the cause then? What's the cause of this man's blindness? And like Jesus' answer then, does that imply like God wanted this man to be blind? Does God want us to suffer? Does God plan for people to experience bad things? Now, this, of course, is like a whole sermon or sermon series in and of itself, so I won't go into that fully here. But Jesus' answer, he's basically saying that regardless of the cause, God has a greater plan. God is in control. God has a plan to be glorified in this blind man's life and to be glorified in our lives. And the question is, will we accept that? Will we accept that glorification that God has? The reality is that this man was blind because of sin. He was born blind because of sin, but it was not his sin specifically, not his parents' sin specifically. It is all of our sin. It is all of our sin that causes this blindness. And that started with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, right? They were in the garden in fellowship with God, and they fell short. They turned away from God. And because of that, there was it was devastating, right? Sin had a devastating effect on God's perfect creation. And so we all fall short of God's glory. We all seek after the wrong things. And the result of our sin is brokenness spiritually, a broken relationship with God, and devastation and brokenness in the physical realms, in the biological realms, in the environment, all those things, in the weather. Like, it's our sin that messed up the perfection, this relationship that we have with God. And now, of course, God right now, he could stop all the suffering. He could stop all of the pain and the sickness with like barely even a thought. He could just end all of it right now if he wanted to. But God has a greater purpose. And that greater purpose is not that we have an easy life or a comfortable life, or that every person can see that we'll be, you know, sickness-free or cancer-free or pandemic-free, whatever. God's purpose, his purposes for us in our suffering, is to trust in Jesus, to see the light of the world in our darkness. The reality is, we don't get all of the answers to everything. We're not going to have all the cosmic causal answers to all of life's problems. But what we do have is the light of the world. We do have our Creator who loves us. We do have this invitation to be in relationship with God. That's God's greater purpose. And our prayer should be is that in the midst of suffering, in the midst of the craziness of the time that we're in, that we will trust fully in our God. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you that you desire to show your works in our lives, to do a work in our lives, God. And I pray that we will surrender to that work, that we will receive it, and that we will experience your goodness in our lives and our hearts, Lord. Bless us, God. We wrestle with these questions still, but we know that in you there's life, there's healing and purpose. Help us to trust you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.